2. A middle-aged man, very thin and white, sprawled in a chair in a corner, polishing his glasses on his tie. He blinked owlishly at Reinhardt and said something in Serbo-Croat. "German," replied Reinhardt in German. The man put his glasses on, spotted Reinhardt, and half-raised himself from the chair. "Sorry," he said, sitting back down. "Dr. Begovic." He appraised Reinhardt with an openness strangely refreshing from someone in a city where most people would not meet your eyes, and those who did always seem to find something wrong with you.
"Forgive me for not getting up, but I've been here for hours now."
He scratched the corner of his mouth.
"You're the one they've been arguing about, eh?"
"It would seem," replied Reinhardt distantly. He mentally pushed the doctor aside and remained in the doorway. The bed was a big four-poster, directly in front of the door. A black dress made a crumpled ring on the floor at the end. There was a dresser with an oval mirror and upholstered stool against the wall to his left. Closed curtains ate the daylight along the wall to the right, but the light in the room was still very bright. There were two little tables on the end of the bed, nearest him, on which rested two lamps, which were lit. Lights fitted into the wall to either side of the door were also lit, and the head of the bed was a big mirror. He saw himself reflected in the doorway and saw another big mirror hanging on the wall to his right. His nose caught a subtle hint of fragrance, something expensive, under the heavy smell of blood and the smell of death, which was much stronger here. The red stain on the doorframe, a smear of blood across a panel of light switches, caught his eye. He saw another, a footprint, a third, a smear on the door of what he saw was the bathroom across to his left, as though a hand had reached for balance and slipped and slid. He breathed deeply, and Begovic looked from him to the body on the bed.
"Not pretty, is it?"
he said, with an ironic twist to his mouth. Reinhardt's heart began beating faster. He took a couple of steps closer to the bed and looked down at what was on it.
"No, it's not. So, why don't you tell me what we have here?"
he asked, with a nonchalance he did not feel. Begovic took off his thick-framed glasses and rubbed his watery eyes with the heel of his hand. Putting them back on, he blinked furiously, peered at Reinhardt, sniffed, then looked down at a notebook he pulled from a pocket.
"What we have is a dead female, aged 25 to 30 years, deceased from approximately 18 stab wounds to the stomach, upper chest and upper arms. In addition, there are signs of severe beating, strangulation marks around the neck, hair missing. There is blood and tissue under the fingernails, bruising on the knuckles, so she fought back. What little good it did her."
Reinhardt nodded, listening to Begovic reel off the horror that had happened to this woman. It did not do justice to what he saw laid out on the bed in front of him. Reinhardt remembered Maria Vukic as a stunning woman, statuesque, blonde, a woman of grace and elegance. She still was, despite what the beating had done to her face and the knife to the rest of her. Her eyes still kept a clarity of blue behind the veil that death had drawn over them. Her long blonde hair still retained a sheen of gold, despite its lying in matted disarray across sheets sodden red with her blood. Her skin, though, was ghostly white, the wounds the knife had left crusted and raw-edged. Her limbs were long and straight, her legs gorgeous in black stockings, a garter belt around her narrow waist. She lay on the bed as if at rest, head on the pillow, arms at her sides, her legs drawn straight and together. The remains of a silk negligee, shredded and soaked in blood, lay rumpled about her torso. As he ran his eyes over her, over what had been done to her, Reinhardt felt a peculiar sensation, a sort of fulfillment of an almost forgotten imagining of what she might look like unclothed. Whatever it was, it felt wrong, but he recalled dancing with her, just the one dance, feeling her pressed lightly against him, her breast against his arm, her thigh against his.
"Your German is very good, doctor. Murder weapon?"
"Thank you. Medical studies in Berlin in the '30s. A knife, a big one, very sharp. Something like a kitchen knife or a bayonet."
"Has it been found?"
"Not that I'm aware of."
"Time of death?"
"At a guess, I'd say sometime late on Saturday night."
"Did you look at the other body?"
"Briefly."